פרק כ"ז. בראשית ממלכת יהויקים בן יאשיהו מלך יהודה היה הדבר הזה אל ירמיהו מאת אדוני לאמור. So this נבואה comes to ירמיה in the beginning of the reign of יהויקים, and the word came to ירמיה. We're about to read about a נבואה, which is the famous nevuah of the motot and the moserot. Yirmiyah is commanded to put a yoke on his neck and to walk around that way. Now, the perplexing point is we're told here that this nevuah comes to him in the time of Yoyakim. But we'll see a little, just a very few psukim, that there's a little contradiction here. So keep that in mind, the timing. Pasuk bet. כה אמר אדוני אלי, עשה לך מוסרות ומוטות, ונתתם על סבריך. Make מוסרות, which are straps, and מוטות, which are bars, and you put them on your neck, and this will create a yoke. פסוק ג' ושלחתם אל מלך אדום. Send this to the king of Edom, ve'el melech Moab, and Moab, ve'el melech Amon, ve'el melech Tzor, ve'el melech Sidon, ve'yad malachim haba'im Yerushalayim el Sidkiyahu melech Yehuda. And send this to all of these kings that are sending messengers to Sidkiyahu melech Yehuda. Now, if we're talking now to Sidkiyahu, this is way after Yoyakim, certainly way after Reshit Mamlechet Yoyakim. Right, Yoyakim himself ruled for 11 years, and Sidkiyahu is later ruled. So we see that these are nations coming to Sidkiyahu. The assumption is that these are nations of the anti-Babylonian alliance, and they're sending messengers to Sidkiyahu to join them. And the Nevi Yirmiyahu is showing that, put the yoke of Bavel on you. But again, we need to look at the question of whether this was said during the time of Yoyakim and Sidkiyahu. So it seems to be that the Nevoah itself was meant as well. Some say it was meant for Yoyakim to hear, because Yoyakim was put in power from Paro. And Yoyakim needs to understand that he also must submit to Bavel. Alternatively, it could be that this Nevoah was given to Yirmiyah during the time of Yoyakim, but only then to be used and to take place during the time of Sidkiyahu, which would be difficult. It could have been that it was supposed to be said to Yoyakim, but not performed until that time. Rashi says that it was this lengthy nevuah, that he actually put the awl on him, he put the yoke on him during the time of Yoyakim, and he actually kept it on the entire years of Yoyakim, and the first 4 years of Tzidkiyahu, so 15 years according to Rashi, was wearing it. Radak said no, that it was only actually worn during the first year of Tzidkiyahu, as others say, during the first 4 years of Tzidkiyahu. When it actually was taken off, we'll see in the next Perek, Yirmiyahu himself didn't take it off. We'll talk about a Nevi named Hananiah ben Azur, Nevi Sheket, who broke it off of his head. But again, this is a little bit of the confusion with the timing, Yoyakim and Sidkiyahu, and the Mefarshim are dealing with it the best that they can. As well, we go back to the Radak, that it was just said during the time of Yoyakim, but the actual metaphor, the actual wearing it, would be the time of Sidkiyahu, and it would be to Sidkiyahu and all of these kings who are requesting that he join in the anti-Bavel alliance. Pasuk Dalit. Vitzivita otam el adonehim lemor. Right? Instruct them with a message to all of their masters, their kings that have sent them. Ko amar adonai tzevot Elohei Yisrael. Ko tomru el adonehim. This is the word of God. This, you should say, is to your masters. Anochi asiti et haaretz. I have created the land. Et haadam, man, et habehema, an animal. Asher al pnei haaretz, that are on the face of the land. בכוחי הגדול ובזרועי הנטויה, with great strength in my outstretched arm. Untatiha la'asher yashar b'inai. And I give it to whoever I wish, to whoever I desire. It was fitting in my eyes. So the point is, I can give the land to anyone who I want, including Nebuchadnezzar, if I so choose. Pasuk Vav. V'ata, anuchi natati et kol ha'aretzot ha'ele b'yad Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel avdi. I have given all of these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, again, my servant. V'gam et hayat ha'sadeh natati lo le'ovdo. I have also given him the beasts of the field. Most Mefashim understand that this is a metaphor for many difficult and tough nations. Some actually say, no, that Nebuchadnezzar actually did use beasts and wild animals in his conquests. Pasuk Zayin. Ve'avdu oto kol ha'goyim. All the nations should worship him. Ve'et ben bino, his son and his grandson. Ad bo et arzo, until the time of his land has come, gam hu, even him as well, v'avdu bo goyim rabim umlachim gedolim. And great and many kings and great nations will actually enslave him as well. In terms of the father, grandfather, the grandfather, father and son, it really seems to more to be metaphorical for three generations, because we know that it was really Nebuchadnezzar, Evil Merodach, and Belshazzar, but Belshazzar was not his grandson, rather his son. Pasuk het. V'haya ha'goy v'amlacha asher lo yavdu oto et Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, v'et asher lo yiten et savaro be'ol melech Bavel, b'cherev u'bar'av u'badever efkod al ha'goy ahu ne'um Adonai, ad tumi otam biyado. Any nation and kingdom that will not serve Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel and did not put the yoke on his neck, right, the yoke of Melech Bavel on his neck, I will visit upon him, and I will appoint on him the sword, the famine, and the pestilence on that nation. Until I will be finished with him, destroyed him in with his hand. Through whose hand? Nebuchadnezzar's hand. Pasuk Tet. V'atem, al tishmu el nevichem, ve'l kosmechem, ve'l hamotchem, ve'et onechem, ve'l kashafechem, asher hem omrim alechem, lo tavdu et melech Bavel. So we have here different groups of Nevi'e Sheker that we're not supposed to listen to, that they're telling us not to not to serve Melech Bavel. And these groups are listed, of course, the Nevi'im first, who are the false prophets, right? The Kosmechem, those are magicians. Halamatechem, dreamers. Onenim, and are like another type of magician. Ve'el Kashafechem, and these are, and sorcerers. All of these are different diviners that are not coming from the direct word of God, and they're giving false prophecies. Pasuk Yud. Ki sheker hem nibi'im lachem. They are prophesizing falsely for you. Leman arhik etchem me'al admatchem. And the purpose, and we can question that this is the actual purpose, to send you, to remove you from your land, or is that the actual result of what will happen, that when you, whether that's their intention or not, this is the result of their words, that they will, that you will be sent in Galut far away from your land, right, and I will disperse you, and you will, and you will be lost. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hagoy asher yavi et savaro be'ol melech Bavel. The nation who will put the yoke of Melech Bavel on his neck, v'avado, and serve him, v'indachtiv al admato, I will leave him on his land, ne'um Adonai, v'avada, v'yashabba, he will work the land, and he will live in it. And here we find that Melech Bavel, as long as they were willing to serve him, he would not send them into Galut. This is unlike if we remember Sanheriv, who when he says, when Rav Shakir said, submit to Sanheriv, and I will take you to a good land just as good as your own, meaning the submission to Sanheriv will not have avoided Galut. It would just, he was just telling him, you'll just go to Galut, into a different, very nice place to be. But in Nebuchadnezzar's case, if you would submit, there would be no Galut. Pasuk Yudbet. Ve'el Sidkiyahu melech Yehuda dibarti kochol ha'dvarim ha'ele lemor. And to Sidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, I said all of these things. Haviyu et sabarechem be'ol melech Babel. Put your neck under the yoke of Melech Babel. Vivdu oto. Serve him. Ve'amo, ve'hyu, and his nation, and you will live. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lama tamutu? Why should you perish? Ata ve'amecha, you and your nation, b'herev, and sword, u'bara'av, and famine, and b'david, and pestilence. Kasher diber Adonai el ha'goy, as God has spoken to the nation, shelo ya'avod et Melech Babel, that will not worship, or will not serve Melech Babel, the king of Babel. Pasuk Yud Dalit, again. Don't listen to the false prophets who are telling you don't serve Melech Babel. They are prophesying falsely to you. Pasuk Didvav. I have not sent them. They prophesy my name falsely. In order to disperse you, and you will be lost. Atem, you and the Nebi'im that prophesies for you. Again, the Leman here does not necessarily have to indicate intent, but rather the result. It's clearly the Nebi'im are not doing that they should also be scattered. Rather, this is the result of the words of what they say. Pasuk Tetzain. Beta Kohanim. Bela Kohanim. Ve'el kol ha'am hazeh dibarti lemor. To the Kohanim and the entire nation I have said. Ko amar Adonai, al tishme'u el divrei nebi'echem hanibi'im lechem. Don't listen to the words of the prophet that are prophesizing to you, saying, Hinech li bet Adonai mushavim mibavela. All of the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash will be returned from Babel. Ata mehera. Very quickly. Ki sheker hem hanibi'im lechem. They are prophesying falsely. And we will see in the next chapter a specific Nevi who said these specific words. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Al tishmu alehim. Don't listen to them. If do it Melech Babel, serve Melech Babel, v'hyu, and you will live. Lama tiyeh ha'ir hazot harba. Why should this city be destroyed? The Nevi'im, of course, were actually praying on the hopes of the people. The people wanted to believe that things will get better. And the Nebi'im knew that, so they told them what they wanted to hear. Pasuk Yudhet. V'im Nebi'im hem. If they are true Nebi'im, v'im yesh davar Adonai itam, and there is the word of God amongst them, yifki'una badunai, let them pray to God. Badunai tzeba'ot, לבלתי בו הכלים הנותרים בבית אדוני ובית מלך יהודה ובירושלים בבלה. They should pray to God, not prophesize that everything will come back, pray to God that at least the kelim that are left in the house of God and the house of the king of Yehuda and in Yerushalayim, that they should not go to Babel, that should be no more damage if they are true Nevi'im. So if they are true Nevi'im, they definitely received the prophecy that I'm receiving, the prophecy that everybody's going to Babel. And if they are true Nevi'im, let them beseech God to avoid this, and this should not happen. Pasuk Yotet. Ki ko amar onay sevot el ha'amudim ve'al hayam ve'al ha'mechonot ve'al yeter ha'kelim ha'notarim b'ir hazot. This is what Hashem said on the Amudim. The Amudim, So there are speaking about three specific Kelei Mikdash. The Amudim were two copper pillars. They're mentioned in Melachim. Each one 18 Amot high. Ve'al hayam. Yam seems to here refer to the kiyor. Ve'al mechonot. The mechonot are the basis for these kelim. So we have the kiyor, the base, and the amudim. These are all copper kelim. And ve'al yeter kelim, and on the rest of the kelim that are left in this city. And why enumerate these? Barbanel says that these are enumerated only because they're the only ones left, because they were made out of copper and they were less valuable. The gold and silver by now is all gone. Pasukaf. Asher, these, Asher lo lekacham Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel begaloto et Yechoniah ben Yoyakim melech Yehuda. That wasn't the kelim that were not taken by Nebuchadnezzar when he exiled Yoyakim, the son of Yoyakim, the king of Yehuda, Yerushalayim Bavela, from Yerushalayim to Babel, v'et kol horei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, and all the youth of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Pasukaf Aleph seems to now, we're almost in a sentence fragment, he says, this is what I'm going to say about these kelim, and then he reiterates the introduction again. This is what I say about the kelim that are left in the house of Hashem and in the house of the kings of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So he repeats it again a little bit for accentuation. Pasuk Kavbet, Bavela Yuvau. They will be brought to Bavel, Vishamma Yiyu, and that's where they'll stay. Ad Yom Pukdi Otam. Till the day that I remember them, Nu Mashem, Vahalitim, Vahalitim, and I will bring them up, Vashivotim, and I will return them, Elamakom Hazeh, to this very place.